Decker and Hay, Season 2, Episode 11, The Special Level of Hell, by Jordan D. White. It had been an eventful few days in the lives of Macy Hayes and Stella Decker of the Decker and Hayes Detective Agency. Macy had started the week in prison, serving out a murder sentence she'd earned fair and square. Her old CIA partner, Lexi Grayson, had shown up with corrupt agent Matthew Landsberg to get her out of jail in hopes of getting her help to take over the business of Soviet arms dealer Nikolai Ilyich Smerdyakov. Knowing Macy wouldn't go in for the plan, the pair had tortured and brainwashed her into being theirs in more ways than one. Meanwhile, agent Jason Drake, out to stop both Smerdyakov and Landsberg, had attempted to hire Stella Decker under false pretenses. Before she could get anything serious done with her faux kidnapping case, Stella's ex-girlfriend Tasha had shown up on her door after 15 years missing. Tasha told Stella the Spiders, a Parlortown gang, had kept her as a sex slave. Stella went on a killing spree, wiping out the Spiders single-handedly, before turning back to the CIA agent's feud. Since then, Tommy Potsdam, the duo's secretary, surveillance and computer expert Paige Rose, and Stella's brothel-owning mother figure, Mama Wang, all fell victim to Drake and Landsberg's rivalry, before Landsberg himself finally took one in the face. Now Stella, Macy, Drake, and the remains of Stella's former gang are all out to stop Smerdyakov before he can move his nuclear warheads out of Parlortown. The group returned to the exterior of the warehouse they knew Smerdyakov had been using as his Parlortown base of operations, right on the edge of South Harbor. Unfortunately, things are never that simple.
Please do not embarrass yourselves by trying to move.
Screw you, pal! Where?
Ricky's head exploded and he fell to the ground.
Ricky!
Leave him. I assure you that he is dead.
Who the hell is that?
Smerdyakov, where are you?
Do you think I am foolish? There are snipers on every roof around you. I have been watching you for blocks. The only reason you survived first visit to my neighborhood is that you take Grayson girl away. She is bothersome. Now, do be so kind as to lay weapons down with dead boy and my people will bring you inside.
I think we should listen.
Why should we trust you?
You'll just kill us.
Like this?
Justine's face grew an extra hole and she joined Ricky on the pavement.
Jesus, you sick bastard!
Believe me. When I want you dead, you will be. I may kill you once you're inside, but not coming in won't certainly stop me.
Drake glanced nervously at the darkened rooftops, seeing nothing. He took out his gun and threw it on Ricky's chest.
I really think we should listen.
Stella and Macy threw down their guns, and then Stella added a few knives to the pile. Tasha dropped her chain to the ground. A pair of burly men came around the corner and patted the ladies and gentlemen down before knocking twice on a nearby door, which opened to let them in. The four were escorted through the dark and dingy building until they came to a large metal door. They knocked on it twice, and after a moment, it slid open. The light that came spilling out blinded them as they were ushered forward. Once their eyes adjusted, they found themselves in a gorgeous 19th-century Tsarist Russian chateau.
What the hell?
An elaborate crystal chandelier hung over the long dining room table. The places were set with wine glasses and a bottle chilled in the center. At the head sat an old man, wrinkled and gray, but still sturdy enough looking to make someone think twice before rushing him. He smiled and gestured at the chairs around the table.
Please to join me, and help yourselves to some of the wine, please. God knows that I have taken too much of it as is.
Smerdyakov.
I am pleased at how you say to meet you, Miss Decker.
Are you going to kill us?
I don't know. Do you have $500,000? I am kidding, of course. The years have treated you well, Miss Hess. Or can I still call you Anya?
Let's get to the point here, shall we? What do you want?
Agent Drake, you are not happy with my hospitality? You spend all this time trying to get me, and now you want things over so quickly? I haven't even met everyone here yet. For instance, who is this young lady here?
Leave her out of this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I bring her into it? I did not realize this. Tell me, precious, what is your name?
Tasha.
Of course. The ex-lover.
She's your ex?
We'll talk about it.
Tell me, Tasha, is it true what they said? Did they tattoo every member's name on your back after their first time with you?
Screw you, buddy.
I can see why they liked you. If I were a younger man...
Stella leapt to her feet, but before she could make a step, two large bodyguards grabbed her by the arms and forcibly sat her back down.
Get off me! I said get off of me!
Oh, dear, dear, dear. It looks like you will have to talk about a few things, won't you? After all, Miss Hayes, Stella's never killed 15 men in one night for you, has she?
What are you talking about?
Keep out of it!
Why? Is this none of my business? Oh, wait. It was my business. The spiders were on my payroll.
The spiders? What is he talking about?
You don't know yet either? Oh, my goodness. This is, how you say, excellent. Go on. Tell them about it. Go on.
I killed the spiders.
What, all of them? What? Because of me?
Look, it's not... Macy, you're the only... Macy, you don't know what they did to her. They had to die.
So while I was being used by Landsberg?
You never told me you were out of jail.
This is too much fun. But Drake, you are keeping quiet. Are you not enjoying this show?
I'm waiting for you to get to the part about the nuclear weapons, actually.
Oh, the nuclear weapons. I shipped them out of Parlor Town yesterday morning.
What?
You mean this was all for nothing?
What did you expect? You're an ex-CIA convict and a former gang member. I'm a nuclear arms dealer. You are not exactly in my league.
But Agent Hayes was...
Was. How many years ago was it, my little Anya?
Shove it.
No, I'm afraid I will not, how you say, shove it. I have made arrangements to move them out as soon as I heard I was being tracked. I don't take risks with my merchandise.
How did you know we were coming?
I was so hoping you would ask me that, Mr. Drake. Thank you. It just so happens that I have a source on the inside.
At the CIA?
No, at MI6.
MI6? What?
Wait for it.
What? Tommy?
Potsherd?
That's ridiculous. Tommy wasn't.
Miss Hayes, what was your previous job before meeting Stella and starting this agency?
Stella, he's right. I can barely believe it, but...
How?
Tommy's been working for us since we started the agency. We found him just when we needed to, me having come off of a lucrative career with an independent organization.
Cross?
I told you. Normally, no one gets out of Cross's business alive. MI6 must have thought there was still a connection.
Don't be upset. By all accounts, I am told the boy loved you. Too bad about his death, eh?
So that's it? You get away with everything, and we're left holding the bag?
That is how you say the gist of it. Ah, but wait. There is one thing that I can give you.
Smerdyakov snapped his fingers, and one of the large men brought over a bulging manila envelope.
This envelope here will provide you with all of the evidence you need to prove that Agent Lexi Grayson was working with me entire time.
Grayson?
But she wasn't.
No, but these things tend to go better if you have someone to finger. Wouldn't you agree, ladies?
Deal.
So quick! Excellent. Well then, you two lovely ladies can get back to your business. Mr. Drake can go back to his company a success, at least partially. And little Tasha can see what it's like not being abused daily. Sounds to me like a happy ending.
And you?
Well, I'm afraid I will have to abandon this lovely building you see around me. Now that it has been compromised. By morning, this will all be a smoldering husk. Not to worry, though, I have more. Still, most of this furniture is originals. Oh, well.
And you'll just keep supplying terrorists with arms?
Terrorists? I feel insulted, child. Heavens, no, why would I do that? I love this country, America. America makes me rich, man. I make millions of dollars on this wonderful country.
So then, who are you selling arms to?
Your government, of course.
What?
I acquire their weapons through dealers from throughout the world, and I sell them at outrageous profit to your wonderful government, who will spare no expense to keep weapons out of hands of these terrorists that you are referring to.
Then why?
Drake here was just trying to save his country a few $100 million. Not an ignoble thing, I suppose.
Drake? Is this true?
I'm not at liberty to.
You ass! You're dead! All we've lost!
Oh, poo-poo and tisk-tisk, my children. As much of a pleasure as it is to sit here and watch you scream at each other like play, I do have things to do. We should all be going now. I shall drop you off at your offices.
That's not necessary.
I insist. Unless you would rather stay here in the chateau while it burns.
The four grudgingly went with Smerdyakov and his guards without putting up a fight. They got into his limo, and apart from Smerdyakov's occasional gloating and cackling, they rode in silence. Once at the offices, they got out of the car. Smerdyakov rolled down his windows to say a few parting words.
Please do not be upset. Things have all worked out for the best, wouldn't you say? All accounts are equal, and I doubt you will ever hear from me again. Except for one more thing.
What's that?
I did pay for those spiders, Miss Decker. It would appear, then, that you owe me.
The Russian fired one parting shot into Stella's gut, and the limo sped off. The others broke into a frenzy of action. Drake caught Stella as she fell and lowered her onto the ground. Macy fell to her knees and began applying pressure to the wound.
Someone call an ambulance, quickly!
Tasha pulled out a cell phone she'd gotten from one of Mama's girls and dialed. Soon, Macy and Stella were rushing to the hospital, with Drake promising to bring Tasha shortly. Stella was rushed into the OR, and when Tasha arrived, Macy was still waiting to hear word.
Is she?
She's still in surgery. I think it's serious. They don't know anything yet. They won't tell me anything. Whenever I ask them, they just...
It's okay. It's gonna be okay, I'm sure. Stella's tough.
Where's Drake?
I don't think he wants to see Stella right now. Scared of her. He said he'd be in touch.
Hey, ladies!
Julie! Oh, thank God you're here.
Yeah, Drake called and let me know. Don't you worry. Stella's been through worse. She'll be fine.
I hope so, Jules.
Before you know it, you'll both be back in the job with clients galore.
Not if you're still on the job, we won't.
Like I said, then, you'll have clients galore.
What? You're not...
Retiring? Yeah, I'm afraid I am. I've seen too many people die tonight. Maybe I'll go back to being in the DA's office and try and put those scumbags behind bars again.
But you're staying in Parlor Town, right?
What can I say? I love the place, despite its flaws.
Excuse me, are you Macy Hayes?
What? Yes! Is it about Stella? Is she okay?
Miss Decker just came out of surgery. She's doing quite well, all things considered, and we think she's going to pull through. Macy grabbed a hold of the doctor, hugging him tightly.
Oh, thank you, thank you!
Miss Hayes, hold on a moment.
What? What, is there bad news?
The bullet struck Miss Decker in the spine.
The spine?
I am sorry, she's been paralyzed from the waist down. She's never going to walk again.
Oh,